Dear brothers and sisters, there is an ancient story which narrates that a king wanted to teach his son, the prince, a godly lesson. And so he asked the soldiers to put a large boulder to block a road that is visible from the window of the palace. And then he brought his son, and they watched from time to time people who would pass by that road. And they noticed that everyone was avoiding the obstacles, some even cursing the king for not taking care of his roads. But toward the sunset, there was a young farmer coming back home from working in the fields, and seeing the boulder, he got down his cart, and with his remaining strength, he patiently pushed this boulder aside from the road. And then he discovered that there was gold where that big boulder was, and a message from the king, which says, "This is your reward for getting the obstacle out of the way." And the story ends with the message, "The obstacle is itself the way." The first sentence of today's first reading is just as appropriate as a conclusion of that story. St. James writes to his fellow Christians with the message, "Rejoice, consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials." We tend to think that grace happens only when trials are resolved. But St. James surprisingly says that the trials themselves are blessings from God. We ask, in what way? Well, trials, problems, difficulties are like exercise to our muscles. Without exercise, our muscles weaken, but with exercise, they grow in strength, and the body also grows in stamina. But there is a second blessing that comes from considering our difficulties, our trials, as being themselves blessings. No one can learn compassion without suffering, without difficulties. It is only when we encounter difficulties that we learn compassion. Nobody can learn how to console people who suffer unless we ourselves have known grief and tears. No one can guide anybody through darkness if in moments of our own lives we have gone through darkness and confusion ourselves. Only when we have encountered trials and sufferings in times of darkness can we be guiding pathfinders to others.